You know, if we're on, if we weren't on YouTube, like, which we are now. Hello, YouTube.
Yeah, as well as the on the iTunes and the podcast and everything. Yeah,
podcast. Yeah, I mean, no one watches on YouTube, but still, because we're on YouTube, we can't like play music because like the YouTube police will come and get us and like close our channel down.
Yeah,
which would be bad because they're like programs on this network people watch. So we can't like bring you the official WrestleMania theme from off of the 90s.
No, and we can't even do Kid Rock this year.
No. Well, you know, thank heavens for small mercies. So here is my rendition of WrestleMania, the theme.
Stop.
Simon Cowell's to blame for that, you know.
You're to blame for ruining my WrestleMania week. It's WrestleMania week. We shouldn't be thinking about the 90s. We should be thinking about 2018 and Roman Reigns winning the Universal title.
Can we go back to the 90s again? I've got that album and it is terrible. It is terrible. Simon Cowell produced it. It's his fault. Before he was famous, Bret Hart doing a love song.
Really?
Yeah.
Terrible. But you know, are you excited for WrestleMania?
I think I am.
I think I
will be by Sunday.
Okay.
Once the, you know, because it's been a, I've had a hectic week in the real world. So now we're in the fantasy world of professional wrestling. I've got to build myself up for the weekend because Friday night you've got the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Saturday night, TakeOver, which sounds like something on ITV. Sunday night, Mania. I don't think I'm going to get the chance to watch TakeOver before Mania because I'm working Saturday and Sunday and we're going to plan on Saturday I'm going to watch the Hall of Fame and then I'll watch obviously Mania on Sunday.
Well, but given which would you prefer to watch, you've got the choice of the two. I think you're more of a nostalgic
person. Because I haven't kept up with NXT every week. Even though I know it's going to be great, I can watch it in the future and it doesn't really affect my enjoyment.
I'm going to be honest. Out
you
of the
would
two,
need to watch it now. Yeah.
I'd prefer watching TakeOver, but yeah. That's the thing though, because it's WrestleMania week. But this is the thing that we get like SummerSlam and Royal Rumble now as well, where you get the 2 days of solid wrestling. And there's yet to be a TakeOver that's disappointed, so I'm excited for that.
And
the Hall of Fame, of course, because it's just you learn these stories. And I've gone back and watched the Hall of Fames on the network. They're just so fun.
Have you watched the very old ones?
The very old Hall of Fames?
Yeah, the ones when they didn't do them for TV and it was just like a banquet.
I saw Hulk Hogan's one.
No, this is way before that. They're on the network from like 94 or something and it's like young Shane and young Steph at the top table with Vince. It's a different... It's not made for TV, so it's weird to watch, but they're quite good. Do you want to talk about the Hall of Fame on... Should we leave that?
Obviously, it's the WrestleMania, so we kind of need to stick to WrestleMania. Yeah. Well, I do think that this is the structure of the podcast, so stick with us.
We're just going to talk about WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk TakeOver.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk Hall of Fame. So we're essentially working backwards.
Lovely stuff. The thing is, and you say it's 2 days of wrestling, but then you've got Raw and SmackDown.
Oh, that's well, in this week.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But that's a good point as well. Imagine if you were at Access,
yeah,
where they've got these tournaments as well going on.
Yeah.
So if you are at WrestleMania, you kind of get your money's worth, I think.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that because I'm hoping to go next year.
And all the other stuff.
Fingers crossed.
All the other, you know, you could go to all the like ROH and
Progress
and all that stuff going on as well.
I'd love to see a Progress show.
So much stuff going on. Right, WrestleMania. Pre-show, which you don't know because you can't remember, but I'm sure Michael Cole said it on Raw on Monday.
Well, it's on Wikipedia, so it's official.
So it's official.
But you were saying that the both Battle Royals...
Yes, and the Cruiserweight title are on the...
Look at the comments on YouTube, and people are disappointed that the Cruiserweight title's on the...
Are they surprised?
They shouldn't be, because it's so... Look at last year, how long the card was.
The thing is, if you knock that off, what do you put on the pre-show from the main card?
Exactly.
It's one of the tag team matches, probably.
Which one, though?
The tag team match, even. The SmackDown tag team titles, rather than the Raw ones, obviously, because you're not going to put Braun Strowman on there in the pre-show, are you?
No, you're not. Or Braun Strowman, either.
No.
You know what? People gave Corey Graves shit for his commentary. It was like, what? That's Braun Strowman. I thought it was
Braun Strowman.
No, when he revealed.
Oh, right, yeah.
The glasses came off and the shirt came off. It was like, what? I like it. I honestly do think Corey is really good. We're getting a bit much of him because he's obviously on
everything.
And I'm interested to see how the commentary works on Sunday.
Braun's got a personality, hasn't he? He's quite good.
How many times have we said that he's the top guy this year?
I mean, he's not the best in the ring, but of course he's not.
What?
Good, but
I'm not saying he's not the best in the ring, but he's definitely good.
Yeah. But he's carryable and he's popular.
Yeah.
And he's over.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing. But he's obviously got a personality. And that's why the mixed match challenge as well.
Yeah. I think honestly, he should have been at least added into the main event. Yeah. I think this tag team thing is a bit disappointing.
Yeah, but the thing is, they can't let him into the main event because it has to be the coronation of Roman Reigns.
What, the past 2 years haven't been?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Is there any point talking about the Battle Royals and who we think is going to win? Because there might be more people are going to be added, aren't they?
All right, how about this? You get three guesses of who could win it. Okay? So I'm going to start with the Giant one.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm looking at the list here on Wikipedia. Dearie me. It's a jobber Battle Royal, isn't it?
Who do you think is
no offence.
Who do you think is going to win it? I'll give you. In fact, no. We'll go two. Get two guesses.
I don't know. What's his name? The one with the losing streak. Kurt Hawkins.
Kurt Hawkins.
I can't see any point in Matt Hardy winning it or Dolph Ziggler winning it, but I can't see any of the other names on there who you think they will win and then get a big push off the back of it. Not that even Mojo did, really, did he?
Neither did Baron.
No.
Neither did Cesaro.
Yeah, but he won Money in the Bank, didn't he, Baron?
Yeah, but how successful was that?
I know, and Cesaro got paired with Paul Heyman.
And it could have been good.
Yeah.
Could have been good.
Maybe Big Show will turn up and win it again. I don't know.
Well, do you want to know my two guesses? I think Dolph might win it because he's due something.
Yeah.
For so many years in the company, and what else is he doing? And I think Bray might come back and cost Matt Hardy.
Yeah. Possibly.
But we'll see.
But it's just getting everyone on the card, so.
It's just,
there might be some surprise entrance from NXT or something, because after TakeOver, someone might leave, might they? So, but then again, I would want them to debut on Raw or
the
SmackDown
following night,
rather than in
a Battle Royal. Better crowd.
In a Battle Royal, so. The women's one could be anyone, because there's far more star power in the women's Battle Royal than there is in the men's.
That's disappointing, isn't it?
Well, obviously, there are more men on the main card than women, so there are more spaces for women in the Battle Royal. I don't know on this one.
I think it's good. The main crux of it's going to surround Sasha and Bayley, I think.
Sasha.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But overall, I am disappointed that Sasha and Bayley isn't just its own singles match at WrestleMania. I think everyone is. Because we know they can tear the house down, and I think they both deserve to be on the main card of the biggest show of the year. Bayley's had a terrible year, but Sasha deserves it as well.
Well, it's either going to be, you'd think, someone who is going to challenge one of the titles coming up. Or one of the younger, newer people who's come in and needs a bit of a chivvy up. So maybe Mandy Rose, because they like her, obviously.
Maybe. And Sonya got a load of good commentary, actually, on Monday. So
I like Sonya Deville. There's something about her. She's not brilliant.
They're good workers.
I like her.
They're good workers. Paige is annoying me.
Even though a gimmick's pointless because you've got, like, Ronda Rousey and
Shayna Baszler.
Shayna Baszler, but as we said before.
But they're good workers.
I like them.
I do like them. I think that they've, like I say, the Elimination Chamber, they're still learning. They're doing better. There's room for growth.
Yeah, there's far more upside with that group at the minute than there is with the Riot Squad.
Yes.
They seem to be floundering. So maybe one of those will win. Or maybe Becky Lynch will win, because she always wins these things. Or, I don't know, what's going to happen with Carmella? Because she again tried to cash in the Money in the Bank.
I'm praying she doesn't now. No. I really don't want it. I wanted it a few weeks ago. I don't want it anymore.
She's very orange. You know, you can tell it's WrestleMania season because everyone's
gets
tanned.
Triple H's
AJ
head
Styles.
Did you see the line between Triple H's head?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, he's got the wrinkles there. Yeah, no offense, Trip. Sorry, but he's tanned face, and then he's got a pale head. It's weird.
Or maybe Natalia. She's had those two wins. One win over Charlotte and nearly beat her on SmackDown. I'm looking forward more to that one than the men's one.
And then
Battle Royals are rubbish anyway, so.
Yeah.
Generally.
I think back to when was the best Battle Royal.
I don't know.
Can't think of one. No. I know Mark Henry won one, I think. Oh, no, sorry. Was it Kurt Angle who beat Mark Henry to win a world title once?
Possibly. Yeah. There was on one of those Coliseum videos they put on the network, there's like a 40-man Battle Royal, which is full of jobbers making up the numbers. Like, not actual, when I've said this is jobber Battle Royal, no, actual jobber people.
Oh dear.
Is Dwayne Gill? No.
And then last on the pre-show, we're going to have Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali. And they've been killing it.
They have. I don't know which way this one's going to go. Again, Cedric Alexander obviously very popular. They have been filling in the backstory of Mustafa Ali, haven't they?
Yeah.
So could go either way. I don't know. There's obviously a renewed push for 205 Live to be any good under Triple H. So I don't know. Which way do you go?
I think Rockstar Spuds. Sorry.
Drake Maverick
has been really good as well. Delivered an impassioned promo about why to watch WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He was telling people if they've got a ticket to get to their seat early, people to log in earlier.
Well, we will be.
And I'm going to watch it. I'm really looking forward to that match.
I watched all of it last year, I think.
It is a long, it's a long event.
It's very long.
Go on.
No, go on, now go on.
And then obviously that's the pre-show.
Yes.
And this is the thing. They're going to have it interspliced
with Renee Young and her panel.
Booker T, whoever.
People in the social media lounge with Tom Phillips.
Sam Roberts in with the crowd. I like Sam, actually. So it's going to be a long 2 hours.
Charlie and Dasha and all the other generic interview people, interviewing people generically backstage.
Hello, generic man.
Yeah, I hope Drake Maverick gets on commentary on the thing.
He's very good, isn't he? He's talented.
Should we try and predict how the card will go in order, or just work through it in the order it's on Wikipedia?
The way it currently is on Wikipedia.
Yeah,
you've got number 13 is Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, that's not gonna be last.
No. But then at the top, it's number 4 is Brock and Roman.
Yeah,
I think that's roughly how it might go.
I don't think they'll have the two,
but in reverse, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So 13 to 4. So
because Kurt Angle, Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie is going to be.
I think that's between the two world title matches. So I tell you
what.
Should we
just do it in this order because it's easier to do it that way? Or
well, okay. So let's start with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon. So work our way from the top, basically. Great podcasting this.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Great segment on SmackDown between the two of them. I'm looking forward to seeing this one because they've kind of they've put themselves in a very tight hole. Oh, and then you realise they can go on Raw.
Yeah, it's
going to be all right.
Well, the great thing is that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are really good. Daniel Bryan, will be interested to see how he's ready to return to the ring, but one assumes he's been practising and getting ready for it for a long time.
Yeah.
And Shane, and they'll try and hide him as much as possible.
He had a great... that match with AJ Styles last year had no right of being that good.
Well, that's because he's in there with a very good worker. So again, he's in with three very good workers.
So it should be a very good match. I'm thinking that's going to be, arguably, that could be one of the ones to steal a show, but I'm going to ask for the show-stealing match at the end.
What do you think happens in that one?
I think that they'll... Daniel Bryan and Shane will win. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn will then debut on Raw.
I said debut.
They've been on Raw before.
I think Shane McMahon turns on Daniel Bryan and goes with Kevin and Sami.
After everything they've been through. No, I don't see it.
Because then you've got everyone's favourite WWE trope of heel authority figure versus Daniel Bryan.
I'm happy to bet a Kit Kat that doesn't happen.
Well, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Do you want to bet it? Betting a Kit Kat. There we go.
So that's that. Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon having put her through a table on Raw in a big opening angle.
I don't know how to say this. I thought it were a bit awkward.
Yeah.
But the spot looked good. I'm actually looking forward to seeing this.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a bit surreal.
It's a spectacle, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what WrestleMania is. It's spectacle.
I'm looking forward to hopefully Kurt wearing some his Olympic gear again.
You suck!
I'm looking forward to hearing hopefully 70,000 sing that.
Yeah.
Rowdy Ronda Rousey doing whatever her glamorous entrance will be. No doubt, Steph will wear the highest of high heels.
Yeah.
And Trips will probably have an extravagant entrance.
Who can forget Steph and Triple H on a bike? Biker Steph.
12 months on and it still haunts
Biker
my
Steph.
Memory.
Biker Steph.
Who do you think wins that one?
I think it's got to be Kurt and Ronda.
Absolutely.
Somehow.
There's no somehow about it. It's got to be the cleanest victory of the night.
I do reckon that somehow Triple H will take the fall and not Stephanie because she never loses.
Her and her massive lady balls can't get ever pinned.
No,
that's going to annoy me that if she doesn't get pinned. But
Stephanie's lady balls.
Also, Trips has got like one of the worst WrestleMania records, doesn't he?
Yes.
Forever losing. Yeah. And yet he claims to be like, oh, this is our world. Yeah. We're going to win. I can't really. It takes the shine off it a little bit.
It's the King of Kings, though.
Yeah.
So that'd be
bow down to the bow down to the king. Do, 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 do,
do. I like it when Mervyn King comes out to that on the darts. That's my favourite.
Proper sport. We do more than just WWE.
Wrestling and darts. They're the same. They are the same thing.
What? No. Just a soap opera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The SmackDown Tag Team Championship.
I'm excited for this one.
The Usos.
And the Your Boys. Your Boys, The New Day.
The New Day. And the Bludgeon Brothers. They've got to win, haven't they? Bludgeon Brothers. There's no point in them losing.
I don't know. Why not?
I don't know.
They don't have to be involved and they can still look strong.
I think they win.
I think New Day.
I can't see any reason why they don't.
I think New Day because they've just had another great year. They were the host last year, and it strikes me as the sort of thing that they would do.
Yeah.
But the Usos have had a great year as well. Bludgeons have only just kind of got on the scene, apart from wrestling, you know, local competitors. So we'll see. I think that's one of the ones that I think is a little bit tougher to call.
Yeah.
And they're very good. They're very good workers, all of them. All six of them. Well, sorry, seven. All seven of them.
The betting is out for WrestleMania.
All right.
But not all the matches. I'm just having a look, see what's up there now. They haven't priced that match up, so that was fairly pointless. But what we said so far, Cedric Alexander's big favourite to beat Mustafa Ali, Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle, 1-5 to beat Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
Of course.
Although these could change before the show and probably will do.
Well, they're correct as of Wednesday at 1:30.
Yeah. But the smart money comes in late, doesn't it?
So. It does, yes. All right, moving on. Yes. We got to the other tag team title match that's going on. It's Cesaro and Sheamus. Dabar. As well as Braun Strowman versus TBD, to be determined. Now, who do you think it's going to be his? You think it's going to be Big Show?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You just said he was in the Battle Royal.
Yeah, well, he's in this as well now. He's doing double duty like Adam Cole.
Who do you think
it's going
to
be?
I'd like to say Elias because he's going to do a performance or something, but guaranteed Elias doing a performance and then someone like Jeff Jarrett or The Rock interrupts him.
Yes.
Who would you prefer to interrupt Elias?
Well, obviously The Rock, but he's probably not going to be there. So like maybe Jeff Jarrett comes out and they do they sing a song together. They can sing With My Baby Tonight.
I think Braun Strowman's partner might be Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
He should be cleared.
Yeah. Why not?
Big and small.
Yeah.
It's Team Little Big too.
Yeah, why not? He's going to win anyway, isn't he?
Go.
Yeah.
The year he's had, he's got to have a moment. And no offence to Cesaro and Sheamus, they've been great all year, but... Sorry, lads.
You can't bet on that because you don't know who's in. So,
it's
like... Not then.
First women's match is going to be the SmackDown title that we're going to talk about. Charlotte Flair versus Oscar. It's got to be Oscar,
hasn't it?
Well,
it's got to be, hasn't it? Yeah. She's 1-7 favourite with the bookies as well.
Yeah. But I think it'll be a good match. I think it'll be a really good match, actually.
But it should be again, shouldn't it? Charlotte's very good.
Yeah, think about how far Charlotte's come from first winning the Divas Championship against Nikki Bella. She's come on leaps and bounds to arguably being the woman to contest. That's really good. Well done, Charlotte.
Indeed. I was slightly concerned about her gear yesterday. She almost like she was going to fall out of it on SmackDown.
Yeah,
slightly concerning, but Asuka's ace because she's different, because she's just weird. Does all that
and her theme is awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing because the longer her theme goes on, the more intrigued I am. From far and wide, years away. But obviously the Mania ramp is going to be huge, so we're going to see that.
Yeah, they're gonna have one.
That's the thing. Oh, we don't talk about WrestleMania entrances. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be
So yeah, Oscar for me, easy. Looking forward to it though. Charlotte, well done. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax for the Raw Women's Title.
Well,
I'm a bit torn on this one now.
Yeah. Nia's the favourite, but not a massive favourite in this one. I don't know if they'd leave this one to go over to Backlash or whatever it's called, the next one.
Mm.
For the title change. Although, I don't know. It's been an interesting build-up. She's not like most girls. But she used to be a model. But forget that. Forget you've seen those pictures on Instagram that she was a model.
She's
always been different.
I do think Alexa Bliss might return.
Yeah. I think she might as well.
Again, thinking about the performer over the year.
Yeah.
Best performer on Raw. Deserves to keep the title on Raw.
I think you're right.
So we'll see. But if Nia wins it, be a nice surprise.
Yeah.
I say surprise, yeah. We all saw it coming, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, just meh.
Yeah. On to the United States Championship match.
And how great that WrestleMania falls on Rusev Day. John Cena
so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rusev Mania.
Rusev's entrance last night on SmackDown.
Sublime.
Awesome. Aiden English.
The way he also him having a go at one of the Singh brothers. Yeah. Of course, they're just one now. Yeah. And he was saying, are you Sadir or Samir or something? I think I can't remember.
Sunil.
That was it, sorry. Yeah. Very good. I really would love it, and I think the crowd would love it if Rusev actually won, but the chances are minimal.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Rusev.
You're telling me that Randy Orton, Randall Keith Orton,
is
going to not... He's going to have this short of a United States Championship reign.
Yeah, it's only the United States title. It doesn't really matter.
Wow.
Yeah, Rusev.
I hope it's Rusev.
Rusev Day, innit?
It's so good.
So it has to be.
Well, we'll see.
Well, we will see. Who do you think Orton retains then?
Yeah.
By the way, the Singh brothers are great. We should say that.
Well, the Singh brother.
Singh brother.
Yeah. He is good.
In their role of snivelly heels. Yeah. We like them.
Jinder's come on a bit. I know. Let's be fair.
Yeah.
No?
from coming second in the WrestleMania Battle Royal last year.
Well, think about it.
Oh, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Sorry, not the WrestleMania Battle Royal. That's the women's one. Because you can't mention any women anymore.
Oh, the trophy looks crap for the women.
It does look crap.
It looks awful. It looks
it's like
cheap.
One of those things you got from like the you know your local key cutters.
Yeah.
For like your football local football club or whatever.
player of the year.
Yeah.
Player of the year. Yeah. Players player.
Like a cup on the top of. Well, what's happened to the statue of Fabulous Moolah? Where's that gone?
I don't know.
Where are all these things?
Is it in the archive?
Why couldn't they just name it after somebody else? Why didn't they just name it after Trish Stratus or someone?
We don't have to remember everyone. I know that sounds rude there, but we don't.
Like I said.
We don't have to remember everyone.
But don't call it the WrestleMania Battle Royal because it just sounds crap. Inaugural WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal, even though there's a Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania in the past.
Miss WrestleMania, wasn't it?
Yeah. In the days when there was sex
in which
and stuff.
A bloke won.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Moving on to the Intercontinental Championship match. Miz versus Finn Balor. And Seth freaking Rollins.
Balor Club.
I actually want to see this match now because Seth and Finn killed it on Monday night.
So I was just checking, they're not in the Battle Royal. The bloody Anderson and Gallows. They'll be in the Battle Royal by.
I think they will be.
Balor
Club.
I think Balor wins and then we somehow end up with Balor versus Rollins. Even though Miz is great in his role of what he does.
And he's had his little baba.
And he's had a baby. So I think it's Finn, and then you get Finn versus Seth for the next couple of months.
I think Dean will be back soon.
And Dino.
Oh, no, Dean will cost
Seth
or something. Dean's and then that's heel. Your summer package.
Yeah, Dean's going heel with heel Renee Young.
Stop turning Renee Young heel. I don't want that. I actually think it'll be Finn as well.
Oh.
I think the boy deserves it. Yeah.
With his ace new... T-shirt with the rainbow flag on.
I love that.
I like that.
I really like it. I can't buy it in the Euro store though.
Buy it in Eurostore,
which is really annoying. And if you wanted to buy it from the US,
cost a fortune.
No, sold out.
Sold out
within like 3 or 4 hours. I checked. It is a great T-shirt. That logo you weren't a big fan of because it was just the white plain. But now it looks sick, doesn't it?
It's growing on me. Yeah.
Yeah.
How great has the build-up been for AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura?
Are you being sarcastic there?
No.
Good.
I'm being. This has been great.
Just the way they've sold it. The final scene of their build-up was AJ basically doing what Shinsuke did to him last week, and that's threatening him but not delivering the forearm.
It's been built up
great.
Like a sporting contest.
Exactly.
Which is what it should be.
And it's two faces coming head-to-head. I think that's great. Who wins?
Yeah, Nakamura.
Do you think?
Styles goes to Raw, yeah.
Yeah, Styles is going Raw, isn't he? Yeah.
And then we all turn off because Roman Reigns beats Brock Lesnar. Thank you very much tonight. He's not going to UFC because if he was going to UFC, they wouldn't say he was going to UFC. Because that's how it works.
I don't agree with you.
So that's why when they say Roman Reigns is not here tonight and then he comes out and you go,
fooled you!
He's here. What are you doing?
Can we just real quickly, coming back to Shinsuke versus AJ?
Yeah.
How nice would it be if it was a surprise that... Oh, we haven't talked about the potential other match. We'll talk about that in a second.
Oh, yeah.
AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nax, yeah? Imagine if they actually went... Look, we know that the fans, the hardcore fans, really would appreciate this being ahead. Sorry, after Brock versus Roman. How nice of a surprise would that be? That would make WrestleMania...
Yeah, but it's not going to be. It's not like...
No, it's not.
No, it's not like it's the women's Hell in a Cell thing on Royal Rumble. Where the
it's like when Kurt on Monday was saying, everyone's been talking about how this is going to be one of the greatest WrestleMania main events of all time. No, we haven't.
Well, there's like four main events, isn't there? The two world title matches and the two tag team matches.
Don't call it that. Just say big matches. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then Brock versus Roman.
It's not like when, you know, in WCW, you had like, have you ever heard about the Kiss Demon? You know Kiss, the band?
Mm-hmm.
They had ended up with a wrestler, the Kiss Demon. Right, but in his contract with Kiss or whatever, he had to be in main events. So on like a pay-per-view, they'd say be like third match on the card, and now a special main event, Kiss Demon versus someone.
Unreal. It would be nice, but I don't think it's going to happen. Of course, Brock and Roman are going to close the show. Brock,
well, are they
feigning his like a hurt or whatever, and then Roman, as the fireworks go off, holds the US Universal title up. And that's the closing image of WrestleMania.
I think the final match should be Angle and Rousey versus Triple H and Steph, because I think that's the biggest match in terms of
scope and interest. Yeah. No, I don't agree with you.
I don't think it will be on last, but I think it should be.
No, I don't think
so. Roman Reigns win the title again.
It should be AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura to finish the show.
Well, yeah, if we're going with, if we're going on that level, yeah.
Well, in terms of best wrestlers, yes.
What about John Cena versus The Undertaker? Because John Cena at the moment, he's sitting in the crowd. In a box. I mean, I don't say he's going to sit with the pros.
Again, I like to read comments and forums and things like that. It's got to feel how others feel about like the build or the moment or things like that. And YouTube's just a great barometer at times. It really is. And obviously, no Undertaker on Raw.
No.
John Cena being as disrespectful again as he has always been. There's rumours obviously circling around from like the Cultaholic guys and everyone else, What Culture and Wrestle Talk and all that, saying that perhaps it might be Biker Undertaker.
Yeah.
And, John Cena, when he said...
It's like Dead Undertaker finished last year when he took his gloves off and stuff.
And so he was saying like the American Badass or whatever his name. Yeah. And when John Cena dropped a hint by saying, you're just a dead man walking, and then the theme was, wasn't it?
Dead man walking.
Dead man walking.
So
we'll see, but I personally, I think that if we do get it,
rolling,
get Undertaker Cena as a little bit of a surprise sort of thing, that's all right.
Yeah.
But I think it's been disrespectful the entire thing because he's a 53-year-old man.
Yeah.
He's done enough for the business. John Cena, I understand it's fake and all that, but he's been nothing short of a little bitch. Yeah.
He's got his new film out.
Yeah, he's got his new film out, so this will help him obviously sell blockers or whatever it is. I've not enjoyed the build-up to this, but if the match comes on... I'm telling you now, if the match comes on, I think it'll be a decent match. Yeah. Will it be 5 stars? Don't know. No. Of course, Meltzer will tell us that. But I think it'll be a good match. I'd love to see it, and it's one of those reasons why I'll be gripped to the telly and watching it. So we'll see. We'll see.
So that's WrestleMania. Done.
Out of 10...
Yeah.
How excited are you?
About 8, I think.
Yeah,
I'm excited by Sunday.
Yeah, I'm about 8 out of 10 at the moment. Yeah. Let's move on to NXT TakeOver.
Yeah, there's only 5 matches on this. So
only 5. I'm sorry, but they are 5 decent matches.
So we've got an unsanctioned match. Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa.
Cannot wait.
Should be great, shouldn't it?
How long the build has been for this and we're going to get a good payoff? I know the injuries didn't help him. We might have got it sooner, but who cares? We're getting it this weekend, and it's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
They sold it well. You know, when Ciampa was in his house, did you see that video? Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And also, shout out to Wrestling Grandma when he was ripping up the signs, and she was there like, it's just going, it was so good. Well done.
Does Gargano win, or does he just end up on Raw or SmackDown? Going forward,
I'd have Gargano win and then go on for the title. Yeah. I think he needs the title before he goes to Raw or SmackDown.
The NXT North American Championship ladder match.
Have you seen the title?
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It is. Adam Cole versus EC3.
Adam Cole.
Baby.
There we go.
EC3, which doesn't stand for anything. Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan, Ricochet, and the Velveteen Dream.
Who have you got and why?
I don't know. If Adam Cole wins, he's got like 2 belts, which is always a great gimmick. Man with lots of belts. EC3's new.
Hang on. Adam Cole was, what's his second belt?
Tag team, isn't it? Because what's his name? No.
Well, yeah. Oh, right, fair enough, yeah.
Oh, Bobby Fish.
Yeah, but I'm just, I don't know if I count that because obviously, but it doesn't matter. Carry on.
EC3's new. So I don't think he necessarily needs it, does he? EC3's got the same problem that Bobby Roode's got on SmackDown. In so much as that, his entrance is very popular, right? Everyone loves his entrance. Everyone loves the song. But naturally, he is a heel. And he looks like a heel, and he should be a heel. But he's not. He's kind of misplaced him. And EC3's getting cheered. And hopefully, they find a way of turning those cheers into boos. Because again, he's got an ace new entrance theme.
And he's really good.
Yeah. But they need to, you know...
turn him heel.
Yeah.
I get your point, yeah. You know. And also, did you see his video they put on Twitter Tuesday night?
No.
It's just him saying... victory after victory, and then cuts to a different camera after victory, cuts to another camera after victory, on loop for about a minute and a half, and then he goes, absolute victory at the end.
Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan, and Ricochet and Velveteen Dream. They haven't really done much with Ricochet to build him up yet, have they? Apart from showing him in videos and stuff. This is his debut as
I'm
well,
telling so. You now, if he does a double moonsault, yeah. Even off the regular ropes, but if he does it off the ladder, that's your moment of takeover.
So, I don't know. I think Adam Cole wins.
I'd like to see. I think
then,
Cole.
Well, then Undisputed Era have all the belts. Well,
I think Cole.
Yeah.
But I do also think it'd be a great moment for Velveteen Dream.
Yeah. Look forward to it.
Oh, I'm really excited for that one.
Triple threat tag team match for the NXT World Tag Team Championships and the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic thing. Have we ended up with a triple threat for the tournament, by the way?
Oh, because
have
of like.
Not watched it.
Shenanigans. Essentially, yeah.
Undisputed Era, not official champion Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly.
I'm trying to do the Undisputed Era thing.
Thing, yeah.
They've got their theme's awesome.
Yeah. There's too many good
it's
themes.
It's when Cole does the boom with his thumb. It's awesome.
Authors of Pain and Roderick Storm and Pete Dunne.
I don't think Strong and Dunne are going to win it.
You don't think? I wouldn't.
Sorry. I doubt the Authors of Pain are going to regain it, so I think it's going to stay with the Era.
Yeah, that makes sense. Then they've got another trophy and more belts and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler.
Well, you think this is the time for Baszler to win, don't you? She probably should have won last time, but there's...
No. I disagree with you then. I think she got away with it really well, did Ember Moon. I liked that. I think that we'll see. But if Baszler does get crowned, it still progresses into Moon versus Baszler 3.
Yep.
You can still have that, so we'll see. But I'd like Moon to keep it.
And the main event of the evening, Andrade Cien Almas versus Aleister Black for the NXT Championship.
It's got to be the crown in the black on it, you hope.
You'd imagine so. Do you think Almas is ready for the main roster? Or
no.
Think he's got a bit no,
no,
to
no.
Do down there?
I don't think he is. I think Zelina Vega is. She's fantastic, but yeah, we'll see. I think Almas is growing in stature. He needs to have more matches like he did with Gargano. Yeah. I'm not saying five-star classics. I just mean in terms of that sort of closing of the show before coming to Raw and SmackDown.
And that is TakeOver Saturday night.
So excited.
Hall of Fame on Friday.
Who are you looking more forward to speech-wise most?
Jeff Jarrett.
Not Kid Rock?
Because he's been in the business for such a long time that it will be interesting to see what he says and what he, you know, with lots of different hats on. Paul Heyman's induction of Goldberg should be good.
Yeah.
Edge and Christian for the Dudley Boys, they should all be good, shouldn't they?
I'm actually looking forward to Mark because he had his retirement speech. So
well,
hopefully,
which was awesome. I know we said this before. What a great angle that was!
Yes,
that was just brilliant.
Mark Henry comes out and delivers John Cena through the podium. Yeah. It'd be so good,
so good. Hillbury Jim, we'll probably fast forward through.
No offense, sorry, Hill. Yeah, Bailey.
So that's the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think Double J might steal it. Although I am looking forward to seeing the Dudley Boys. I'd have preferred Paul Heyman inducting them.
Yeah, it probably would have made more sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Since he created them, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's WrestleMania.
And that's WrestleMania weekend sorted for you.
We're
on
excited.
Proper Spot. Oh, I'm so excited.
So that's...
Like I said, it's wrestling Christmas.
Yeah. So next Monday we'll just be asleep while we're doing this podcast.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, well, I'm having
I
a little...
sleep under the desk.
I don't know about you, but we're having a little WrestleMania party. Yeah. I'm going to go to Asda and buy a load of pizzas. I mean, there are plenty of other supermarkets available. But, yeah. Available, yeah, there's a few of us coming, so we're going to have a few bevs. We're going to play the Nintendo Switch ahead of the start of kickoff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the kickoff starts, and then we'll watch.
I should have brought my Mega Drive and we could play Royal Rumble on the Mega Drive.
We could.
But I don't know where it is.
There we go.
I've lost it.
That's why.
I need to sell it anyway, because I don't play on it. Yeah. So that's the podcast. That's it. Enjoy WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Listener.
If you've not watched the podcast yet, or if you are watching, how good is Richard's shirt? Fabulous Four Horsemen.
Four Horsemen. The Hall of Fame induction for Rick, Arn, Barry, Tully. Not Lex Luger.
No.
Not Paul Roma.
And not, certainly not.
Not Brian Pillman.
And not no, certainly Lego. Not.
Not Jed Jarrett.
Not, you know the one no, I'm referring to.
Mr. Perfect, he's not in there.
No, not him either.
Not Ole Anderson. Not Sid. No, not him either.
Yeah. No. Well, that was episode
not
32.
Steve McMichael, I know.
So episode 32 of Proper Sport WWE. 33 we'll be reviewing WrestleMania.
And we might have a new feature as well, so that'd be exciting.
Oh, that is true, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so
stay tuned for that.
Thanks for joining us. Look after yourself. Like Chris Hardwick always says, don't text and drive. Subscribe, like the podcast. But most importantly, just enjoy WrestleMania. Yeah. Because this is the thing I've already been told off by colleagues at work. Oh, it's just wrestling. You enjoying the wrestling? Just shut up and let people enjoy things.
Stop watching EastEnders. That's crap.
There we go. Just let people enjoy things.
You watch Holby City and not just for the nurses.
Like I say, just let people enjoy things. You know, don't be ashamed of it or anything like that.
Yeah.
Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.